This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
With Tal, Caleb, and Stefan.
Hi, diddly ho, everyone.
Hi, diddly ho, indeed. And we've actually got a really, really fun bit here.
It's time to get your rhyme pants on.
Yeah, yeah. So our lovely group from Friday mornings on Get Serial, they've actually set us a bit of a challenge. So we've got a couple of challenges.
And we're happy to accept.
This morning. Oh, yeah. We'll never turn down a challenge. But today they've sent us, it's very cryptic, they've just sent us a nursery rhyme.
No.
And they've said, just, you know, decrypt this.
Let's pick this apart. Let's get into it.
The nursery rhyme reads, "Hey diddle diddle, the cat and the fiddle, the cow jumped over the moon. The little dog laughed to see such fun, and the dish ran away with a spoon."
All right, now let's just, yeah, let's take this line by line.
Yeah.
So we'll start with, "Hey diddle, comma
diddle." Who's diddle?
Yeah, diddle's an interesting one.
Oh, diddle diddle, pardon me.
Was he diddled? Did diddle get diddled? Diddly diddly?
Did he?
Diddly. Is diddle the cow? Because the cow doesn't have a name. It could be the cow.
I'm going to say,
oh, it's a big cow, though.
So perhaps diddle is referencing the audience.
Mm.
As the audience, you're supposed to embody the diddle.
We're diddles.
We are diddles.
Okay.
Yeah, everyone listening
is
diddles.
We are to be diddled. Yeah. The cat and the fiddle. So this is a feline which has musical talent. You know,
how did it learn to play the fiddle?
It's very interesting.
YouTube tutorials,
a lot of those,
probably.
Yeah.
Can you imagine
cats? A lot of them on YouTube. Also, you know,
cats
lots
actually
of fiddle tutorials.
Cats actually on YouTube at home,
nice
checking
one.
It out, walking across the keyboard. Owners, when you walk in, you see your cat walking across the keyboard. You just think it's being silly, but really, it's searching out fiddle tutorials.
Love it.
Yeah, the cat has to be self-taught. I can't imagine someone actually teaching the cat, because it wouldn't pay attention, would it?
Well, because then that's kind of threatening towards the humans, but because you don't want to. As humans, we don't want animals to be intelligent. We don't want them to be sentient. So that would be a secret, secret learning how to play the fiddle.
Cool.
Well, next slide.
Cow jumped over the moon.
Hard to do. I think I'll just go ahead and state that.
I've tried it before, and I reckon I was probably a few feet just before getting there.
Yeah, you were grazing it.
Yeah, like when you try and dunk, then you just touch the back of the rim.
So. Imagine how much CO2 would be released over the moon, because you know how much CO2 or carbon emissions are released by cows.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe this is a plan to shift cows offshore to the moon.
So we get the processing of cows and the meat industry, and we put that into space.
Yeah.
Therefore, no carbon emissions are being produced on Earth, and we'll just ruin the universe.
Yeah.
Instead of Earth.
Can
we survive without the moon? Because if we just want to farm on the moon,
don't
know. Really work?
Yeah.
All right. So the cow jumped over the moon.
It's a metaphor.
It was a test.
To warm
test.
Up the idea okay, of the yeah. kids, maybe.
Right.
Gotcha. NASA approved. The little dog laughed to see such fun.
Where is he coming from? Not taking it serious.
Yeah.
This is a serious, serious
NASA
story.
Approved.
I suppose it's the comedic relief in this tale.
Yeah.
You know, the little dog laughed to see such fun.
Every like kind of kids movie has that comic relief. So in this case, it's the dog. Even though we have a cat with a fiddle, but you know.
I mean, we've got a cat that can learn the fiddle, and then a dog that just laughs. Like, up your game.
That's
dog,
what they
eh?
Do.
Yeah, that's it. It's kind of like the dunce in the classroom.
Yeah,
the dog's
much.
Just laughing at anything that gets told. And the last line, "And the dish ran away with the spoon." So, really, it's a story of love at the end of the day. It speaks to the human existence and the human condition of two lovers, you know. They're not supposed to be together. Mm. Everyone knows that, you know, spoons, they're supposed to be with knives and forks.
Traditional enemies.
Traditionally, knives and forks. But
they're way smarter than meat. I was just thinking of food, basically. Yeah. But
maybe that's where they're running
sometimes,
away.
Sometimes, you know, when you study literature for 10 years like I have, you know, these kind of things, just they jump out at you from the page when you're reading them. And
you read into the metaphor.
You read into it a little bit, yeah.
I like it. But that was a pretty good challenge. We've got another one coming up a bit later from the Friday crew. And I'll happily say, bring it on. We'll take whatever you got.
I think we passed that one with flying colours.
A+.
Yeah.
A plus.
Nice.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.